Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 654. Visible translated text is as follows. Work in the metal plant and that she was due to draw $1.20. The payroll book showed that as the detectives had told me that someone had identified the body of that little girl as that of Mary Fagan, there could be no question but what it was one and the same girl. The detectives told me then they wanted to take me down in the basement and show me exactly where the girl's body was found and the other paraphernalia that they found strewed around. And I went to the elevator box, the switch box, so that I could turn on the current and found it open. In reference to that switch box being open or shut, it was open on this occasion, however. I had given instructions to the factory to keep it open, and those instructions were given because a member of the fire department had gone through all that part of the city, and the National Pencil Company, among others, and told us that no switch box, no box in which an electric switch was situated, could be locked up, but had to be open, so it could be easily accessible in case of fire, so they wouldn't run any risk of electrocuting anybody, or if they wanted to move quickly, they could throw it on and start the elevator. You couldn't lock it up. The firemen wouldn't know where the key was. However, I turned on the switch, started the motor, which runs the elevator, going, then Mr. Darley and half dozen more of us and the detectives got on the elevator. I got on the elevator and I started to pull the rope to start the elevator to going, and it seemed to be caught. And I couldn't move it. I couldn't move it with a straight pull and couldn't get it loose, so I jumped out, we all got off, and I asked Mr. Darley to try his hand. He's a great deal larger man and a great deal stronger man than I was, so he was successful in getting it loose. It